Jesus,
Talk
who are
Radio.
You? Right now, you are here to meet our needs and to set us captive free. Oh, Jesus, you are here right now. Jesus, you are here right now. Jesus, you are here right now. You are here to meet our needs and to set us captive free. Oh, Jesus, yeah, right now. Jesus is here right now. Holy Ghost is here right now. He's here to meet your need and to set you captive free. Oh, Jesus. He's here right now. Yes, Lord Jesus. Minister to your people right now. Bless them to your word. Let your word bring them salvation, healing, deliverance, and miracles and blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Oh, yes. Tonight we're going to be talking about repositioning yourself for your next level. Repositioning yourself for your next level. This is very important. Some people are wrongly positioned in life. And because of this, they are not receiving what God has for them. Tonight, by the power of the Holy Ghost, God is going to move you to a new level. Oh, yes. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Abraham, his name used to be Abram, exalted father. And he was living among the all of the Chaldeans. The people who worship the moon god. They worship the moon god. They worship the moon. They worship the sun. They worship the creation instead of the creator. As long as Abraham was among them, God could not do anything with Abraham. And so in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, God called Abraham, Abraham, come out of all of the Chaldeans, come out of Babylon, come out of the world system, come out, and I will make you my own. I will make you great. I will bless you, and through you the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Whosoever curses you, I will curse. Whosoever blesses you, I will bless. The Abrahamic covenant was established. But Abraham cannot get the blessing until he relocated. He had to change his position. God said, come out of Babylon. Come out of all of the Chaldeans. Come out from these people who worship the moon and the stars. Because that was what the people of all were doing. The Babylonians, the Assyrians, all of the Chaldeans, they worship the moon. In the night, they will come out in the night. And they start worshiping the moon. They worship the sun. They don't worship God. Abraham was among them. But he never worshiped those things. Abraham never worshiped those things. Abraham knew that there is a living God. It's just that he has not connected with the living God, because Abraham had had the story of creation, the story of Adam and Eve, the story of Noah, and all these people he has heard about them. But where is this God? How do I connect with him? How do I link up with him? And as Abraham was yearning for the true God, that God was seeing the heart of Abraham. Abraham is seeking me. He seek ye the Lord, and we find. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, it shall be opened. Abraham was seeking God. Where is the true God? The true God that created heaven and earth. I want to connect with him. I want to link up with him. Abraham was meditating and was thinking about this. And God spoke to Abraham. Abraham, come out from among these people. I cannot do anything with you while you are with these people who worship moon and star. These people worship moon and star. Abraham, come out from among them. So Abraham obeyed, and he left the all of the Chaldeans, and he went to Egypt. And God began to communicate to Abraham. God linked up with Abraham. Abraham to Abraham. And Abraham was repositioned. And as long as he was positioned with God, everything he needed was provided for. He went into Egypt. And as he was coming out of Egypt, Genesis chapter 13. Genesis chapter 13, verse 1 to the end, Bible says that as Abraham was coming out of Egypt, he came out with wealth and riches and gold and silver. He came out with everything he needed. You see, because he was now operating with God. God was now involved in his life. He was now connected with his creator, his maker. He was now connected with Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rapha Kepha. He was now connected with Jehovah El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. And God made sure he met all his needs and blessed him. The blessings of Abraham began. Change your position, and God change your situation. If you don't change your position, God cannot operate with you. You need to come out of the world system. You need to come out from sin, from evil, from compromise. You need to come out of alcoholism. Come out of smoking. Come out of drugs. Come out of prostitution. Come out of lying and stealing. Come out of sexual promiscuity. Come out. God. And let God be your father. Let him be your everything. And your situation will change for the better. There are so many examples. The Israelites were in Egypt for over 400 years. The Israelites were in Egypt for over 400 years. God has already said to his prophets that these Israelites, they will migrate into Egypt, but I will deliver them. At the end of the 400 years, 130 years of Egyptian slavery, God brought them out of Egypt, and they connected with God. who rained manna from heaven, quail from heaven. He opened the Red Sea. He brought water from the rock. He made ways for them in the wilderness, where there are no ways. He gave them a land of promise. See, God will always connect with you when you change your position. When you change your position, God will link up with you. As long as you are still tied up with the system of the world, tied up with evil people and evil friends, what has Christ to do with Belial? Light and darkness does not go together. Come out from among them and begin to live a new life. All things must pass away. Behold, all things must become new. God cannot do much while you are still in the old ways of life. God cannot do much with you while you are still tied up with all the world system and all the negative things of this life. You need to live a new life in Christ Jesus. The Israelites came out of Egypt. When they came out of Egypt, that was when they began to experience God. They began to see God. They began to see the handwork of God in their lives. God was performing miracles, signs, and wonders. They began to enjoy God because they had left the world behind. And they are now following Jesus. They are now following God. They are now following the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In 2 Samuel chapter 9, 2 Samuel chapter 9, you see the story of Jonathan's son, Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was living in Lodiba. Lodiba is a place of poverty, place of hardship, a place of frustration, a place for failure, a place for never do well, Lodiba. That is where Mephibosheth was living. That was his position. And King David, he called for Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth, bring Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan. I promise to be a blessing to him. Bring Mephibosheth. So they went and brought Mephibosheth to King David's house. And David told him, you are welcome, you are the son of Jonathan. I promise your father that I will bless him and his children. Though Jonathan is late now, but you have been the one to bless you. And King David provided everything for Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth began to live in the palace with King David. Oh, yes. That's what happened. You must change your position from Lodiba. Lodiba means a place of sorrow. Lodiba means a place of suffering and lack, want and in need. Pull him out of that. And put him in the path. Oh yes. God is already in the process of lifting people. He brought me out of miry clay. He put my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my mouth today. He brought me out of that miry clay. He put my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my mouth today. A song and a praise. Hallelujah. He brought me out of that miry clay. He put my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my heart today. A song and a praise. Hallelujah. Yes. He brought you out of the miry clay. He put your feet on the rock to stay. Song in your mouth to sing. He lifts up the poor from the donkey and makes them to sit with the prince and the princess. He is the glory and the lifter of my head. He lifts up the poor and he makes them to sit with prince and princess. Make the barren woman to be a children. See, God is a promoter. See, we shall be above and not the neck. We shall be the head and not the tail. Yes, it is forward ever and backward never. It is upward ever and downward never. May that be your story as from today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are the seed of Abraham. You are the seed of Abraham. Everything God said to Abraham is appropriated to you because we are the seed of Abraham. We inherited the Abrahamic covenant. We inherited the Abrahamic grace of mercy. Oh, yes, through Jesus Christ on the cross, we have become, because we are the seed of Abraham, we inherited the Abrahamic covenant, the Abrahamic blessing. God said, I will bless you and make you a blessing. Whosoever curses you, I will curse. Whosoever blesses you, I will bless. That is the Abrahamic covenant. We inherit it. Look at this. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law so that the blessing of Abraham might come upon us. So through the cross, we are linked up to the Abrahamic covenant, the Abrahamic grace, the Abrahamic promise. We are linked up. We are connected. We have the DNA of the Abrahamic contract. And so we are not ordinary people. And then the Bible says we are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. For you are a holy generation. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, the chosen of men to stand great. We are calling out of darkness, into His marvelous light, into His marvelous light. For you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, to show for His mercy and grace. We are called out of darkness, into the marvelous light. Into me, my beloved light. For we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, to show for the blessings of dreams. We are called out of darkness. out of darkness, out of darkness, into my beloved light, into my beloved light. Oh, let us sing, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, let us sing, hallelujah. Out of darkness. Out of darkness, out of darkness, into me, my beloved light, into me, my beloved light. Oh, yes, he has called us out of darkness. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, and he has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, yes. For we are a chosen generation, a royal priest, holy nation, a peculiar people. The show for the presence of grace. He has called us out of darkness, out of darkness, out of darkness, into me, my beloved light, into me, my beloved light. Oh, let us sing, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, let us sing, hallelujah, out of darkness, out of darkness, out of darkness, into me, my beloved light, into me, my beloved light. Are you, I, to the generation, are we a priesthood, holy nation, happen? Kill your people to choke for this message and grace. Call you out of darkness, out of darkness, out of darkness. Into me, my beloved light. Into me, my beloved light. Oh, yeah, yeah, call us out of darkness. Out of darkness into his marvelous light. See, the change of position is still there. He has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. The chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. He has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. You see, you change position from darkness into light. Jesus is light. God is light. The Holy Spirit is the light. And now that we are in the light of God, God is connected with you. God is relating with you. God is communicating to you. God is doing things in your life because you have been translated from darkness, from the life of darkness, into his marvelous light. Change your position and God change your situation. Change your position. God will change your situation. The four lepers mentioned in 2 Kings chapter 4, four lepers at the gate of Samaria. These four lepers, they were at the gate of Samaria. And there was famine, there was hunger, there was no food. There was no vegetation. There was farmer. It was dry. no water, no food, no vegetation. It was a very hard time. All lepers were at the gate of Samaria. And they said to one another, if we go back into Samaria, we also die of hunger. If we sit here at the gate of Samaria, we will also die of hunger. And that is the situation that people have. You know, they have been pushed to the wall. They don't have a way of escape. So if we go into Samaria, the hunger is still there. If we sit here at the gate of Samaria, we will also die of hunger. Then he says, the third option, we walk. Let us move. I like that. The number three option was better. Let us move. If we sit here at the gate of Samaria, we will die of hunger. If we go into Samaria, we die of hunger. Now, let us move. The four lepers, they began to move by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. We live by faith and not by sight. So they were believing God to make a way as they were going. And as they were going, the Bible said that God made the army of Syria to hear the sound of war. See, God honors faith. God honors faith. They took a step of faith. They are moving by faith. God honors faith. God went before them and made the Syrian army to hear the sound of war. And as they heard the sound of war, they began to run. They ran away and left everything. And the four lepers came and took gold and silver and wealth and riches and food, drink and everything. The four lepers, they packed them, packing them. Hallelujah. See, they changed their position. Sitting at the gate of Samaria, going back to Samaria. No, that's not the position. We must move by faith. We must walk by faith. We must walk into our miracle. So the four lepers, they took steps of faith. And God honored their faith. May that be your story in the name of Jesus. May you walk into your miracle. May you walk into your blessing. May you walk into your victory. May you walk into anointing. May you walk into prosperity. May you walk into progress and advancement. May you walk into your blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ. Change your position. And God will change your situation. Some people like the same way all the time. If you do the same thing the same way all the time, you will get the same result. Try something new. Do something new. Take a new step. Take a new direction. Take a new dimension. Yes, let the old life fall off. Yes, a new step of faith. Begin to walk by faith. He just shall live by faith. Take a new step with Christ Jesus. God is speaking to you today to change your position. When you change your position, God changes your situation. I'm going to pray for you right now that God will help you to change your position. Position yourself into God's grace and favor and blessing. so that God can connect with you, God can relate with you, God can do things in your life. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, in any part of the world, join us in prayer. Ask God to reposition you. Ask God to put you where you belong. Ask God to take you to where your blessings are waiting for you. The man of God once prayed, he said, God cannot take you to a place where his grace will not be sufficient for you. God will only take you to a place where his grace shall be sufficient for you. So Elijah, from Elijah, they go to the brook Cherith. He went there and the bear of the earth brought him food and brought him meat. And then the Bible says he broke God dry. Elijah waited for another instruction. Elijah, stand up. Go to the widow of Zara. Each time you change your position, something new is waiting for you. Many times, your blessings don't come to you. Many times, you have to go get it. Oh, yeah, read through the Bible. The Bible is full of things like that. You will be where you are, and God comes to you right there. At another time, God wants you to take steps. He wants you to move. He wants you to do things. The lepers, had they sat down there at the gate of Samaria, they would not have gotten anything at all. They took a step of faith. It is good to take a step of faith. Oh, yes. Take a step of faith. Take a step of faith. And God will be meeting you on the other side. Yes, I want you to pray this prayer. God, help me to change my position so that you will change my situation. This is a very serious prayer. It's a very serious prayer. God, help me to change so that you can change my situation. Because many people are wrongly positioned. They are wrongly positioned. Elijah was sitting somewhere. God said, stand up, Elijah, stand up and go to the brook Cherith. That was where he got his blessing. Another time, God spoke to the same Abraham and the same Elijah. So when Elijah get up from this place, go to the widow of Zarephath. See? If the Israelites remain in Egypt, they will not see the signs and wonders of God. They will not see the land of promise. They will not see the goodness of God. They have to come out of Egypt. God is a God of movement. Move upon the earth. Yes, I pray for everyone who have had your word tonight, Lord. Do a new thing in their life. Do a new thing in their life. Yes, Lord. Do something new in our life. Something new in our life. Something new in our life. Today, do something wonderful in our life. Something great in our life. Something beautiful in our life. Tonight. Yesterday has come, another day has come, do something new, do something new in our life. Do something new in our life. Something wonderful in our life. Something great in our life. Today, do something wonderful in our life. Something beautiful in our life. Something great God is alive. Today, has come. Another day has come. Do something new in my life. Today, has come. Another day. I've come to continue in our life. Do something wonderful in our life. Something great in our life. Something beautiful in our life. Tonight, do something great in our life. Something beautiful in our life. Something good in our life. Tonight. We cannot do without you. Cannot do without you. Cannot do without you. Holy Ghost. We cannot do. Without you, cannot do. Without you, cannot do. Without you, oh God. Do something wonderful in our life. Something beautiful in our life. Something great in our life. Tonight, do something great. In our life, something beautiful in our life, something richer in our life. Oh, yes, God is doing something new, something new. It's happening right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Change our situation. In the name of Jesus, you have remained on this mountain for too long. Neither like God to Kadesh Barnea. And they told Moses, Moses, are we still moving? Moses, this is Kadesh Barnea. We are all right here. We are all right here, Moses. Are we still going further? Oh, Moses, let's remain here in Kadesh Barnea. God said no. I didn't send you to Kadesh Barnea. I'm taking you to the land of promise that is flowing with milk and honey. You are not stopping at Kadesh Barnea. A lot of people stop halfway. A lot of Christians stop halfway. You are not supposed to stop halfway. You are supposed to move to the land of promise that is flowing with milk and honey. Hey, no stopping at Kadesh Barnea. Hey, Rebu Saya. Iblondo. Yes, there are over 10,000 people right now. But it's actually about 13,000 people have come into this service. This is the highest we got all for some time now. And I tell you, God has not failed you. You are moving from glory to glory, from favor to favor, from grace to grace, from mercy to mercy, from blessing to blessing, from prosperity to prosperity, in the name of Jesus Christ. You are not going to be stagnant. You are not going to remain on one spot. You are not going to remain at Kadesh Barnea. We are going to move out of it. We are moving from Kadesh Barnea to the land of promise. That is where we become one. We are moving from Egypt into the land of promise. In the name of Jesus. Hey, Rebusaya. Stagnation no more. Stagnation no more. In the name of Jesus. Ah, Rabbi. We are marching forward. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We are marching forward. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are marching forward. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are marching forward. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you marching forward? Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are marching forward. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Are you marching forward? Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We are marching forward. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you marching forward? Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We are marching forward. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you marching forward? Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We are marching forward. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We are marching forward. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You are marching forward. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Are you marching forward? Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We are marching forward. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Are you marching forward? Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We are marching forward. Hallelujah. Amen. We are marching forward. Oh, yes. We are marching forward in your business, in your job, in your education, in your work. In everything you do, we are marching forward. Thy church is marching up. This church is marching up. The gates of heaven are freezing. This church is marching up. Thy church is marching up. Our church is marching up. The gates of hell shall never free me. Thy church is my sinner. Our church is my sinner. Church is my sinner. Gates of hell shall never free me. Thy church is my sinner. You are the church. We are the church. We are marching on. The gates of hell shall never prevail against you. The gates of hell shall never prevail against you. The gates of hell shall never never prevail against you. The gates of hell shall never prevail against you. Church is my sinner. Thy church is my sinner. Thy gates of hell shall never prevail. Thy church is my sinner. Church is my sinner. Church is my sinner. That is the man that never feeds me. I trust in my sinner. Church is my sinner. That is the man that never feeds me. Where is by you? Praise the Lord, and lift up Jesus Christ. Who is this? Where is by you, baby?